Has another bargaining session been scheduled?
Not necessarily scheduled. They had another informal talk last night. It was Julia Burns and Terry Crable with Dr. Toomey, and I believe that we are getting closer to the middle. Every time they get together, we seem to have another little bit of movement, and everybody's getting more on the same page. So we're hopeful that a resolution is pretty close.
All right. What would be the middle? And can you explain at all what you're striving for?
Well, they're holding pretty close to their notes right now. The negotiating team wants to make sure that everybody's on the same page before they announce any specifics. So I believe that we want to make sure that every teacher gets paid what they are accurately represented in their years of experience and their education. We are also trying to be as fiscally responsible as we can be. We don't want the district to go bankrupt, and there's no way that we're asking the district to go bankrupt. We are trying very, very hard to do our best in these trying times to be as fiscally responsible as we can. And we understand that the district is trying to do so as well.
Do you know, have they talked at all about trying to extend this contract beyond just this school year?
I think we are just trying to settle the 2013-14 contract. We do have negotiations scheduled to happen again come spring, and I think that a lot more details are going to be handled when we sit down again in the spring, and we'll talk about that contract for the 14-15 calendar year, if not into the future, come this spring. But right now, I think we're just trying to settle for this year.
All right. Do talks normally start in the spring when a contract is coming to an end? Do you usually start in the spring?
Yes. Each negotiating team usually gets together. The MEA will put a team together. The board will put a team together. And they'll start looking and planning ahead as to what would be the most prudent course of action to request changes to the contract from both sides. And they usually get together towards the end of the school year and over the summer. And it just seemed like this last summer, things kept getting a little bit further and further behind. And there wasn't a lot of room for movement from either side, which is why we got into the situation that we did this fall.
Well, I was going to ask, given that a new superintendent was coming in, I mean, did that delay things?
I think it did. Dr. Russell did not want to be involved in the process at all, and I think that we waited until Dr. Toomey was on board to start actually formally hashing things out. I think that set us behind by a little bit. And then this fall, I think things got away from us, and we're all willing to try and make this a more positive experience this next time around.
You mentioned there was a meeting last night. Do you know, have they scheduled another one?
No, I don't have that information. I know that they're wanting to talk, so that's a positive thing. Both sides are coming together, and we're trying to hash this out so that we can end this conflict and have a resolution that everyone feels good about.
Would the MEA like to have a mediator come in and help out some more, or do you feel this can be resolved with just the two sides sitting down?
Well, we're hopeful we can do it with just the two sides. We actually did request the mediator to come back, and the mediator was available this week, but the board's lawyer was not available to come back this week. The board's lawyer was available next week, but the federal mediator couldn't come back next week, which is why I think we're trying to handle things on our own so this doesn't drag out into the next year.
And the people from the MEA who spoke with the district last night, you're getting a sense of perhaps we're coming closer to an agreement. You got a positive vibe from them?
I did. I think we're all still just a little bit tense, but that the both sides are speaking to one another is a very positive sign. So we're all very hopeful that this can come to a positive conclusion very soon.
All right. And even with, I guess, that positive vibe from Wednesday night, the picketing will continue weekday afternoons?
That is correct. We will still be out in the community at the various locations. We do appreciate so much the support of the passersby and the honking of the horns. The community really has rallied a lot of support behind their teachers. We understand that times are very tough, but the community has really come behind us, and we appreciate their support. We understand it's not really an us versus them situation. We're all sort of in the middle of a bad situation that we've been handed by the state. We know that the community supports their school board. We know that the community supports their teachers. And we just want to say that we're very, very thankful to all of their support through all of this.
The MEA issued a release a couple days ago about what it considered to be an attack on the teachers' retirements system. Do you have any feel whether progress was made on that particular issue last night?
I really don't have anything on that right now. Sorry.
All right. What else do you think people should know about these talks?
We just want everyone to know that we're trying very hard to come to a positive resolution. If they have issues and concerns that they'd like to bring up to their school board members, this Monday night is a school board meeting in the Macomb High School Library. So please check the website, check the minutes, and if you would like to speak on behalf of your community, we encourage everyone to do so. Please come Monday night to the high school library and enjoy the Board of Education meeting and voice your opinion if you so choose.
I take it the MEA will have a number of representatives there?
We will have a number of teachers there present. That is correct. A lot of community members have voiced their support, and they are planning on coming on Monday night as well. So we look forward to our school board meeting on Monday night.